Welcome back inside our weekly locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA. It's now time to talk Jeff West girls basketball with head coach John Malloy. Jeff West 1-1 to start the year. A tough loss to Silver Lake last week, 48-41, but a good win over Royal Valley, 36-32 on Tuesday night. So, coach, 1-1 start to the year. Just what have been your thoughts to these first couple?
I'm not displeased at all with the way we're playing. Our defense has been pretty solid. The Silver Lake game, they're just a really good team. We have a hard time matching up with them. They've got size inside, and we don't have much size at all. So they were able to exploit that early in the game by getting the ball inside to their big girl, and they were actually missing one of their starting post players too. So they're even bigger than what we ran into. And once we made some adjustments and did our best to try to shut her down, then they just started going off from the 3-point line. So yeah, they're going to be a tough team all year, just simply because of the weapons they have. They've got an inside outside game, and they're young too. For as young as they are, they play extremely well, and we got them in our sub state. So they're going to be a tough team to beat all year.
You've had a good bright spot in Melanie Roney, 17 points against Silver Lake, 14 more against Royal Valley. What have you seen from her early on?
She's aggressive. She's really worked hard on her shot the past couple of years and made a lot of big steps forward in the past season, past year. So she's really developed a perimeter game, being able to make that 15 to 19 footer, where before she was mostly a drive and attack player, and she's still got that tool in her toolbox. But yeah, she's a scoring machine when she gets at it. We're pleased with the way she's handling things. She's dropped her turnovers down and able to score kind of, and she's a very tough matchup because she's got some length at 5'10", long arms, but she's also got guard skills, so we can put her on the block and we can also put her on the perimeter. So she's a very tough matchup.
So then right now, are you looking offensively for somebody else to kind of step up and provide that more scoring threat there behind her? Is that kind of where things are right now offensively?
Well, yeah, Kristen Biltoff, she didn't get it going last night against Royal Valley, but she's been our leading scorer the last 2 years, averaging, you know, anywhere from 13 to 15 points a game. She was just struggling to hit shots last night, and that happens. But yeah, she'll get going. I'm not worried about that. So I would expect both of those girls to be averaging somewhere in the 12 to 16 points a game range by midseason or so. The question is, can we find a third scorer? I kind of see a sophomore Kinley Stones. She's been able to produce. She's a player who can make her own offense, create her own offense. Ella Dickey, who started for me last year as a freshman, she's also another player who's capable of hitting threes and making her own offense. She's just out with an injury right now, so we won't have her back till sometime in January. So being without her kind of hurts, but yeah, having a consistent third scorer, we know we're going to get somewhere between 5 and 10 points a game out of Mallory Young. Meg Tibbetts is going to contribute. Again, Kinley's been a bright surprise the way she's scored here the first couple games, and I think that because this is really her best varsity experience, the most varsity experience she's had, I think she will continue to grow and really blossom into an offensive player.
Continue big 7 league play coming up this week. You'll have Hiawatha coming to town on Friday. Hiawatha, a good win over Troy on Tuesday night. So, coach, good luck against Hiawatha coming up on Friday, a game we'll have on FM 103.9 KNZA. But good luck, and thanks again for taking the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, coach, thank you. John Malloy, head coach of the Jeff West girls, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Country Harvest Apple Market and R&S Maintenance, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.